Is there further discussion? Senator Johnson Dean.
Madam President, members of the Senate, in an attempt to put some perspective on this issue, which all of us have indeed been about the last two, 3 months during this legislative session, it is no secret there is tension in the air in the Minnesota Senate today. Most of us are filled with some stress. Our constituents have talked to us in support of the bill and opposition to the bill for various reasons. If I may, for a few moments, let me try and unravel where I think we're at today. Most people in Minnesota claim some allegiance to some religion, church, denomination. For most of us, we bring that allegiance to this discussion. Some denominations would say, as they interpret the scriptures or their holy book, that a gay and lesbian homosexual lifestyle is indeed what we term sin or separation from God. There are other denominations that say that homosexuality, adultery, lying, stealing, all of those things are separation from how we understand God or a supreme being. As I have discussed and visited and wrestled with this issue, I would say to Senator Speer, to the members of the gay and lesbian community, as a Norwegian Lutheran, I do not understand your lifestyle. I simply do not understand what you do in your quiet times, in your moments of privacy. But at the same time, I'm reminded of an oath I took 20 years ago as an officer in the Minnesota Army National Guard in the Chaplain Corps. And that oath said that I would uphold the Constitution of the United States as well as the state of Minnesota. But further, as a member of the Chaplain Corps, I do not have the right to proselytize. It is not my obligation to convert other people to my way of religious thinking. But in fact, by regulation of the Department of Defense, the United States Army, it is my obligation to provide religious freedoms, religious expression for all men and women who so desire a religious experience. There are currently 280 recognized denominations in the United States Department of Defense. Members of the Senate, I will tell you some of those denominations I do not understand. I don't begin to understand their theology. But the fact remains that I took an oath of office. And as a member of the Chaplain Corps, it is my job and responsibility to ensure everyone, Protestant, Catholic, Jew, atheist, the free exercise of religion which this country is founded upon. Taking that a step further, I think today this issue of extending to the citizens of Minnesota, civil rights, human rights, is about the importance of this issue. For all of us, we bring to the table our own moral and ethical structure. This is not a vote of popularity. This is a tough vote. I would suggest to you, it's been suggested over American political history, that men and women have been elected, yes, because they're popular, but also because they have good judgment, Members of the Senate, we have been entrusted with the public's business for the good of the state of Minnesota over a long period of time. And even though I don't fully understand the issue of gay and lesbian and homosexual lifestyle, I think it is prudent upon each of us that we vote as a majority to give rights to the minority. Political history, American history, the arguments are the same. From Abraham Lincoln, when he was chastised in his arguments about slavery, the arguments that Hubert Humphrey used about civil rights, the arguments that were used against the Jews, they are in fact the same. Members of the Senate, there's a great element of fear. There's a fear among our constituents. There's fear among the people of Minnesota. There's fear within the members of the Senate. There's fear within Dean Johnson. But I will tell you, if we pass this, the House passes it, the governor signs it, it is the right thing to do. Not because we totally understand, but it's because we want to be a state that does not discriminate against its people. Oh, it'd be an easy vote for Dean Johnson today to vote no. For 15 years as a member of the legislature, I expect there are times, as well as the rest of you, we've taken the easy vote and we don't have to explain it. But as I have been struggling with this issue and visiting with people across the state, I have made new friends, I have made new enemies, but I am prepared today to vote for Senate File 444. It does not come without great cost or political risk. I know that. But I was elected not necessarily to be popular, but I believe we were elected to lead, to do what is right, and to do what is just, and to seek justice. And so with that, Madam President, members of the Senate, I understand our denominational differences. I understand our ethical and moral differences. But I also understand that we have a group of people, of citizens, productive citizens in this state, who in fact need to be included in the Human Rights Amendment to be a protected class. So they in fact do not have to live with fear of reprisal, to live in fear, to live a life that they simply are scared. Maybe the person that made the greatest impact in this discussion, Captain Pam Mint, a colleague of mine in the National Guard for 12 years. I would refer from time to time men and women in uniform to Captain Mint. And if you read the editorial the other day, Captain Mint is one of those people that because of Department of Defense policy, the process of her paperwork is moving forward, that she may be dismissed as an officer. Well, during those 12 years of association with Captain Mint, it never once occurred to me to even ask myself quietly, are you gay or homosexual or heterosexual? It didn't matter, because she did the job. She performed her duties as a commissioned officer in the Minnesota Army National Guard. And I understand in the Department of Corrections, she's an excellent, excellent employee. Now, should the Pam Mintz of Minnesota have to live with fear of reprisal, job loss, loss of the place in which she lives? It's interesting to me. I made the statement yesterday, and it's a time and place in Minnesota's government, in our political situation, that we deal more with moral issues. I, as a state senator now, than I did as a full-time parish pastor in Willmar, Minnesota. I invite you to think about that. I invite the people of Minnesota to think about that. Not that we do not want to do that, but there are other issues for us to consider. So, Madam President, members of the Senate, if you feel stress, if you feel scared, I am no different than you. But today I'm going to vote green, yes, in favor of Senate File 444, and extend to a group of people in the state of Minnesota what I consider their civil rights, their human rights, that they too can live with dignity. Thank you.
It appears we are coming to closure on the issue. I simply want to comment before we vote that I think this has been a very thoughtful and respectful debate, and I know that we, as members of this body, appreciate that. Roll call has been requested on the motion by Senator Speer that when this committee do arise, Senate File 444 be recommended to pass. On that motion, the Secretary will take the roll. There being all senators voting who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 37 ayes and 30 nays, the motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the committee to now rise and report.
Senator Moe, on the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Madam President.
Senator Moe.
I move that the report of the committee of the whole is kept by the Secretary be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The next order of business is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are several changes. I will need to note those for the agenda.